Hi, this is John Thompson, and I am submitting for the podcast awards. The name of our show is Dice Voyeurs. The hosts of this show are Roxanne and John Thompson. The show is based in Houston, Texas. Dice Voyeurs is a short format show hosted by myself and my wife, where we sit down with various people and discuss our love of dice, usually hosting a specific set or item on each show. Meanwhile, we also talk about trivia or just the random things that come up in conversation. Our first episode is the one you'll be hearing, and we hope you enjoy it. Thank you. All right, so hi, and welcome to the initial show of Dice Voyeurs. I am John, and I'm here with my wife,
Roxy.
And so this is our short format show. We're going to be talking about dice and other things like dice.
Stop. trying his Kirk again.
And today we are joined by a friend of ours. I'm here with Sam. Hi, Sam.
Hello.
You may have heard us mention him before on the show. On our other show, we mentioned Sam by name. Sam and I have known each other.
I don't remember why.
What were you talking about?
We were talking about you DMing the old game of Spycraft.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, so Sam and I have known each other for almost 20 years.
Yeah, it's good. God, it's been a while.
I know. We met at his house, actually. I showed up for a game of the Camarilla. That was White Wolf's fan club for a bunch of grown adults pretending to be vampires.
Yep, emo central.
Oh, yeah. But it was a good time, so we had fun, and obviously our friendship bloomed out of that. Neither one of us play that game anymore.
Nope.
Grew up, I guess you could say.
Got tired of all the craziness.
And so today we are sitting here and having a little bit of coffee or tea or whatever it is from our local coffee shop.
You didn't get your normal. That's not your straw.
Oh, I had it earlier.
Oh.
I had my, while I was doing my crosswords, because that's how exciting.
Oh, so you've actually had two.
Well, no. You're caffeinated.
No, I had my normal drink and this is the tea. So.
Oh, okay.
Is it decaf?
No, of course not.
So you are. Well, I guess the strawberries and cream doesn't have caffeine in it. It's just sugar.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're just sweetly caffeinated.
Yes.
I'm rocking my bottle of Hill Country Fair purified drinking water straight from
the Ozarks.
Spring, Texas, more than likely.
San Antonio.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Tap
well,
water.
It's distributed by HEB, which is in San Antonio. It actually doesn't tell me what spring it pulled this out of. One of them that we had was like Pasadena, Texas, or some junk like that.
It came from the spring water faucet number 5.
That's right, yeah.
Behind Tony's garage. And so, and of course, I am having a caramel macchiato that is iced.
I don't think it's a macchiato.
You don't?
I think it's just a caramel beverage that you poured out of a box.
Yeah, more than likely.
Boxed coffee, the best.
It's like boxed wine.
Yeah.
That's when you know you're truly going up in the world.
Somebody had a meme or something the other day of, if you just take the bags of wine out of the boxes and you put them, you know, and you pillow your head on them, then you can suckle yourself to sleep.
That was a very unfortunate mental image.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to go ahead and move on. Let's talk about dice. As far as dice goes, who knows where the term Lady Luck comes from? Anybody got any ideas?
I just know the song Luck Be a Lady Tonight.
I know. And that's that thing, you know. So where did it all come from? And
I want to say maybe like the 40s during World War II. That's just a brief stab.
Like on one of the pinup girls on the side of a plane. Lady
maybe,
Luck.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought too. And guess what? We are way off.
Oh.
Fortuna, the goddess of luck, daughter of Zeus.
See, I was like, he's going to go with some Greek goddess, is going to be Lady Luck.
Mm-hmm. And so that is the term. Yeah.
That was the funniest I've ever heard.
That may also be where the word fortune comes from, I'm thinking.
I'm thinking so too.
I'll have to look that up.
But so, according to popular mythology, Fortuna, the goddess of luck, used dice to decide that Hades would be the king of the underworld, Hephaestus would be the god of fire, and Poseidon would be the god of the sea. And so the dice played a part in that.
Interesting.
And just in case some of you are word nerds, it does come from Fortuna.
Yeah, there we go.
Fortuno. So
interesting.
And so
word nerds, I gotta make a
word nerds.
See, that needs to be
that needs to be licensed property right there. Word. He has it.
I could word nerds. Word
it's in history.
Day.
Yep.
All right. So we have dice. Would you like to see my dice?
Yes, I would like to see your dice. Please let me see your dice. I cannot wait.
Yes. May I tempt you with these?
Oh, those are pretty.
Yeah. So initial wow factor, what do y'all think?
Some of them I think are prettier than others. You do have a few sets mixed in here.
Yeah, a few of the D8s and whatnot are from a secondary set, which is a standard color set. But the major one that we see there is a set that is by Chessex, and it is the Gemini series.
Oh, that's this one?
Yes. And it is considered a black purple with gold. This set of dice I got about maybe 3 years ago. I actually have not had these that long. And I went to a store in Houston, Texas that's called Nan's. And I picked this set up in order to play Pathfinder.
Okay.
In a local game. In fact, I think that I got this originally when we were going to do Skulls and Shackles, but it was canceled. I mean, this is Skulls and Shackles, our campaign for that has been around for forever. We were supposed to do it a long time ago. We didn't. We just finally got around to it. So, but that's why I got these dice. And I really liked the color. I liked the quality. Mm-hmm. That's where I got it. But, you know, overall things, I mean, one of the things that makes Chessex interesting, and I do want to point out, is that whenever they describe the color, they always tell you the color as well of the numbers inside or the pips inside. Mm-hmm. And that makes up, this is actually considered a three color dice because it's both the black, the purple, and the color of the numbers. It kind of threw me off the first time I looked at that because I was like, no, these aren't three color dice or two color dice, but
right.
No.
Okay.
I just realized I've been buying dice from Chessex like when I was in high school, and that was a very long time ago. That's as far as I'll
say. They've been around a long time, and their website looks like it hasn't been
updated in a while.
They haven't changed their design. I guess they assume that, you know what, it sells our product perfectly fine.
It does.
We don't need a flashy website.
If it isn't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly.
It very true. And it's one of those things where, like, there's a drum company in the world. It's considered the oldest company, called Zildjian, and they make cymbal. And they pretty much have done it and are continuing to do it to some extent the same way they always have. And Chessex is kind of like that in the dice world. This is your standard quality, what you will find for dice.
Yeah, they're not your artisan group, but they are the dice that you will find. I have never gone to a gaming store and not found Chessex dice.
Exactly. And there's a reason why I chose this dice set to be the first one on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And that is because I feel that if you want to make good dice, this is the quality that you have to either meet or exceed. You know, Chessex, you will find it everywhere, and it is probably the most populated in game stores as far as dice goes. If you're going to make dice, I think that this is the level of quality. And if you're making dice and you're a new company, if you can't beat Chessex to some extent at its own game, I don't think people are going to be as interested.
Right. Now, are these other two sets in here? Because you do have a lighter purple set.
Yeah. That is considered the standard opaque.
Mid-range. Okay, so these are all Chessex dice.
Yes.
Okay, so you just have a standard opaque,
mm-hmm.
and you have two shades of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And those are the purple and white.
And then you also have these that are...
That one got in there. That wasn't supposed to... That one snuck in. And that is the translucent series.
Okay. But no, I will say the Gemini is very pretty. I feel like I have some Gemini mm-hmm. sets in different color combinations, but the purple and black is nice, even with the gold. I don't generally like gold as a color for numbers, but it stands out well.
It's not very jarring, because if it were white, it would be very, very obvious.
Yeah, it would ruin the aesthetic of the...
And, looking at the dice at the same time, one of the things I like about Chessex with these sets is that, looking at the D6s, they're not pipped. They're actually numeric.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody's rolling on the other side of the table and you're curious what their roll is, it's good, to actually have the numeric than trying to guess at the pips. That's my personal opinion. I prefer numeric dice.
Yeah, I do think it is easier. We'll get into some other dice makers and dice styles that are definitely a lot harder to read, but which generally, I guess the D6 would be the only one that ever had pips. I don't think I've ever seen pips dice in any other format.
They don't have enough room, I don't think.
Yeah, even on a D4, which is less numbers than a D6, there isn't as much room and it would get really confusing quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm a dice maker, actually.
Really?
I made dice in metal shop during high school.
Oh.
It was my mid-year test. I made 5 aluminum dice for Yahtzee. And wow. Everyone swore up and down they were weighted. But no, they were made of aluminum and looked terrible. But I gradually lost them, which makes me sad.
Yeah.
I wanted to still have them. But
that would be cool.
That would be cool. And there's actually a maker out there who does dice that are steel and other things that he hammers out or, you know, kind of forges.
Yeah, there is essentially a blacksmith out, I believe he's in California, that makes metal dice.
Just make sure whoever has the metal dice doesn't rage quit at that moment.
Yeah.
Because then they become projectiles.
They do, yeah. And
I mean, granted, regular dice become projectiles, but plastic isn't nearly as bad, or resin.
Oh, for sure. No. Well, and yeah, we'll get into some dice, because I do have a set of earthen dice, or hematite, which, is that considered a metal or a...
It's a mineral.
Just
or
a
stone.
Mineral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is definitely something worth looking up.
So
I'm sure they would be.
I think hematite
is very soft, isn't it?
It is. Oh,
like
yeah.
Like it chips real bad?
Chips real bad. Yeah. We'll get into that with my hematite dice. Yeah, I had a hematite ring when I was... Because the only reason I know that it's a mineral is because Jim and Mineral Show when I was a kid. So if it wasn't pretty and shiny, it was a mineral. That was my rule. If it wasn't a ruby or an emerald or something, it was it wasn't a gem, it was a mineral, but I had a hematite ring that exploded on my hand in elementary school.
But no, I mean, good dice, easy to read.
The D20 on the Gemini set, because just the way the iridescence is, it almost looks like it's translucent, and you're kind of, none of the others do that, unfortunately, but they almost, because of the iridescence, they look almost like it's like a vaguely see-through, which is really cool.
Almost like like you're looking into some sort of swirly...
Exactly.
Like a Palantir or something, or some sort of one of those like lawn orbs where it can't tell, is it clear or is it reflective or is it both?
All right. Well, excellent. And thank you again, Sam, for showing up for this first episode of Dice Voyeur.
Yep, you're welcome.
And remember, show me your dice and I'll show you mine.
This has been a production of the Southgate Media Group. For more podcasts like this one, head over to southgatemediagroup.com.